Great. How did you like that with Jansen? Helpful ba? All right. What are some of the thoughts that will be helpful to us? I'm glad for this group because it's not just a learning group. And sana naintindihan natin yun. Yung staff dev, hindi lang siya, okay, knowledge. But working group talaga to. And we're all colleagues here. We're all in the same organization together. Some of the thoughts that you think will be helpful to us as Lifebox or specific to you in your campus ministry or in your, ano? Anyone? Sige, Joey.
The thing I liked about what Pastor Jansen told was that he addressed a particular reality. Na you need to manage people, you need to know, kasi that's our situation with ministry. So, especially when he mentioned that Acts 6 verse 1 to 7, it's a very powerful verse that addresses concerns like us as ministers focus on the word and then on prayer and then learn to delegate. So,
ang galing nun, no? Tsaka to think na sometimes what might be what we might think is a spiritual problem, quote unquote, na this is we should pray about this. It was a systematic problem, pala. Instead of saying, "Eto yung mga Grecian widows na to, complainer talaga sila. Dapat mag-series tayo on gratitude, diba?" Pero instead of doing that, inayos mo yung sistema para okay, kaya naman pala, diba? Baka may mga tao nag-complain sa atin ngayon. Baka yung problem ba yung spirit nila? Masama o wala lang talagang sistema, di ba? Anyway, sige, Julius.
Madami. First, as a leader, we need to know our goals, sis. And kung saan ba tayo, hindi lang tayo work ng work. For me, apply ko yun ngayon pa lang, habang kanina nga sinusulat ko, what's my goal this year or what's my goal in campus ministry. And then second, as a leader, I need to be sensitive to the needs or to the people na hindi mo pala alam, nag-aaway na, hindi mo alam, may nangyayari na. So, able to tell them or know kung ano yung your people are. And ngayon pa lang yung non-negotiable, kailangan na ngayon pa lang maging resolve na at alam na natin yung non-negotiable.
Good, good. Other thoughts? Yeah, Daniel?
Yeah, one thing lang na I got now when I was hearing it was I need more grace. Hindi, totoo, like, cause maybe as a person who preaches as well, it's another thing to preach, to prepare, to really dig in the word, and at the same time manage staff and, you know, have goals and really set the pace of, you know, the youth ministry growing. So, hindi, kaya nagtanong din ako about those stuff a while ago because of numbers. I don't know, parang God, if you would want to grow us as a ministry, then for me, as you have appointed me as a leader, how can I do this? Help me, give me grace. So yun lang yung thoughts ko about.
Yeah, guys, see now that there's really a lot of work to do. In other words, Avani Daniel. All right, other thoughts. Now, Christian, guys with the mic, medyo active tayo with giving them the mic.
I believe one isa sa mga important na refresh ako is all about communication. Not just in a way na you inspire the people, but you in a way na you have to communicate your goal, and you have to communicate in such a way na kung paano yung maging methodology or process in achieving that goal hanggang sa evaluation. Kasi sometimes we're so hype with our goals, but sometimes nakakalimutan na natin i-evaluate in order for us to achieve yung progress na gusto natin makuha. So I think pinaka-importante talaga is the communication. Kasi doon na lahat yun eh, on how you will delegate things to them, on how you will achieve your goal. Kumbaga, it's a matter of communication talaga. If you don't have a good relationship with them in terms of communicating everything, I think you won't have that opportunity to achieve your goal.
Yeah. Good. Thanks, bro. Jeff?
Yeah, one thing lang that reminded me is that, you know, as a campus missionary, there are tendencies kasi na we want to see results. Yung gusto natin talaga may mangyari agad. But when after hearing Pastor Jansen speak about yung organizing, I was reminded about discipline. You know, we have to discipline ourselves in planning, organizing, and evaluating really what's happening. Not just we want to see a result right away, but it's about disciplining, of course, personally in terms of managing the people around you, volunteers. So
discipline is major. Thanks, Jeff. Tony?
Ako naman yun, about delegation. Sometimes na-communicate mo kung ano yung gagawin nila, but then, nakakalimutan natin sabihin yung expected output. Na magano, ito yung gagawin mo, akit ka lang dyan, pero hindi mo nasabi, okay, ilang minuto ka lang. Ito, ang dapat yung ano mo yung message mo ganda lang kaikli. So, sama ko yun, yung isa sa mga, actually ako, yun yung pagkakamali ko. So, actually, totoo yung sinasabi niya. So, titingnan ko yung service namin, pati yung ano outreach, ganun nga yung nangyayari.
Yeah. How many of you have had that experience? You delegated something, but you didn't give the expected output. So, nagkamali yung tao, tapos tayo pa yung nagalit, ba't maginawa yan? Eh, parang, hindi ko naman alam. Ito lang naman sinabi mo sa akin. Eh. Okay, so guilty of that. Alright. Any other, ano? Sige, oh, sige, Percival.
I like yung first thing na we talk about, planning. Sabi dito, identify goals. Where do I want to go? We're not just asking what we want to do. Kasi baka mag-devolve tayo on thinking programs and not steps. So yung question niya is where we want to go. Talks about steps and not programs.
So kung si Percy yung first thing na tinakal natin, ako naman yung last. Well, actually, parang sa question and answer nito is yung in problem solving, you work with the given. Kasi parang minsan, di ba, ang dami nating tinuturo, ang dami na nating experiences na ito kasi yung ginawa namin nung dito sa high school na to, ito yung ginawa namin sa college na to, sa university na to, kaya nag-grow yung org, kaya lumaki, ito yung structure ng org namin, meron kami presidente, vice president, treasurer, ganyan. Pero hindi, dito sa ano namin, ministries ang hahati, yung parang sa sobrang daming ng, kunyari, personally ako, no, galing ako sa fourth, tapos nag-QC, tapos nag-pioneer, then
iba ka kasi bro.
Tapos lagi rin ako nagtatanong kay Bojo, medyo alam ko rin yung mga ginagawa nila, and kumbaga parang andali lang mangopya na hindi mo iniisip kung ano yung given pa. So parang siguro being missional then is to really kung ano ba yung pwede nating gawin, and kung may makokopya ka pa man, di ba, get the principles na pwedeng mag-work for your setting rin or setup.
Good. Sige, wait, we'll have more time later. No? Let's try applying what he did. Here's a framework lang, no? I'll give it out per table. A framework of just the class that he just taught us, no? And one per table na lang, okay? Kahit one per table na muna. And we're gonna try doing, naalala nyo ba yung, maybe you guys have had strategic planning exercises before. So one per table lang, you're gonna work together as a group. As you can see, on the top there, you've got your specific church or campus. So here's what's gonna happen. From us, we're not gonna use a hypothetical situation, and we'll pick an actual one. So based on your context. So, pumili kayo ng isang context dyan. So, Joey, Joash, pili kayo ng isa dyan. You know, U-Belt, Caloocan, pag-usapan nyo na lang. And then, go even more specific. Talk about a specific concern. Alright? Kasi we don't just want to say, okay, all of Victory Ortigas. Then, what exactly do we want to talk about? What's the issue? Diba? Kumbaga kung sa Act 6, it's the fact that the widows are not getting their bread. Okay, fine. Ano yung specific concern? Is it the growth of Victory Group leaders? Is it increasing the unity? Is it, I don't know what it could be. Is it having more campus outreaches? But just pick a specific concern. Maybe it's, raising the MPD of my staff because all my staff are below 50%, di ba? Parang, what can we do to structure that? Kung may tanamaan, di ba? Bala kayo naman. Pero, do you get it? And then follow the framework. Planning, where do I want to go? Let's practice setting that goal. I don't know if it's quantitative, meaning a number, or qualitative, meaning more subjective. I don't know. Bahala kayo. You talk about it as a group. That's why you're in a group now. So the other people in the group, let's say it's a group na to. Let's say you talk about Alabang, Francis, Robert, Daniel. Even though you're not from Alabang, you contribute based on the given framework. You understand? So we're helping each other. Bro, useful ba to? Okay, we'll keep going down. Where am I now in relation to this goal? In other words, my goal is to have everybody above 100% in MPD. Nasaan na ba kami ngayon? Alright? Thirdly, what are my milestones? And Jansen was saying, this is super crucial. Because it's easy to talk about those things, pero I think that the milestones are related din yan sa reduction to ridiculous eh. See, if you're gonna say, I'm gonna drive from Alabang to Pagudpud, nakakapagod isipin yun. Pero pung sinabi mo, pupunta muna ako sa gas station, pupunta muna ako sa Baguio, ah, okay. Kaya kong gawin yun. Ano yung mga milestones nyo for this specific goal? And then on and on. What are my resources? Are they people? So campus staff, admin, pastors, volunteers, the venue, the data, what data do I have, and other resources, all right? Holy Spirit ba, you know, if you want to put him there. And then what are my tasks and processes? What needs to happen here specific to this specific concern? I need to check on their MPD or we need to open more campuses. Kayo mag-define. Who will do leading? Who will do what tasks? So based on those tasks, who will do what and why that person? Guys, the importance of this thing, no? Quick lang. The importance of this thing is to help us identify what are our givens. Kaya mabilis tayo sa mga exercise ni Jansen. Kasi the hard work is this eh. You understand? Nalala niyo yung time exercise, yung 9:15, blah, 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 yung ganun. Eh, binigay na sa atin yung schedule na yun eh. Yung mahirap dyan, yung pag-iisip mo sa umaga, di mo alam ano bang ginagawa mo mula 9 o'clock hanggang 9:15. That's the hard part. This is what we're practicing now. Does that make sense? It's easy when you're given a case study eh, because someone did the research already for you on that case study. Someone already told you, these are the numbers, these are the dates, these are the given. Now, we have to be able to be skilled at knowing that based on an actual situation that's hard to really interpret. Does that make sense? All right, then finish na lang. How will I know that we have achieved our goal? How will I get that evaluation? In other words, how do I plan on doing this? Kunyari, I want to have more victory group leaders. Paano mo gagawin yon? Paano mo malalaman na marami na kayong victory group leader? Saan mo bibilangin yung mga taong yon? Does that make sense? If we plan for the evaluation even before we start, then we'll be able to be sure that we'll be able to evaluate it in the end. Okay? So, pick a church, pick a specific concern, lobby for your own concern if you want, but pick one in your group and then we'll do the exercise. Let's give you until 11:40. So my 13 minutes tayo, okay? 11:40. Okay, ang galing ng group na to. Wala sa kanila yung church na gagawin nila. So tingin namin kailangan mag-improve ng church na to sa ganito. All right, it's 1:45. Are you guys done? All right, for the most part, we're done. Was it helpful to you guys? All right, you guys want to share anything? Kami ni CJ, we actually came up with something for the office. Okay to. Oh, who wants to share something? Yung results ng group nyo. Anyone? Edrey na lang, mukhang maganda yung sinishare mo kanina kina Bojo eh. No, I'm just joking, ah. I mean, you used actual situations, right? You're not doing hypothetical... Okay. It's right in front of you. No. No, no, no.
Guys. Oh, there. Okay, we choose QC kasi they're in the process of changing their name of their youth service because it's just called youth service, which is parang in their subjective observation. May mga taong are either turned off or pag ibang religion pag narinig na youth service. Ah, hindi, kasi ibang religion ako, ganyan. So, where do they want to go? Where do we want to go? We need to have a new brand for the youth service. So, apart from the new name, they're repackaging it. So where they are now, where am I now in relation to my goal? They've started collecting names, pero so far hindi serious yung mga names ng mga example. So the milestones that we've set, number one, we're starting of the brainstorm meeting with volunteers and campus ministers. Tapos, feedback, or they're gonna bounce all the suggestions to the pastors and then to you and other campus directors. And then they're gonna revisit and reassess again the suggestions. And then they're gonna have the finalization and execution. Tapos, resources for people, campus staff, and volunteers. Data, one of the main datas that they're using now is generally the new culture of UP. So, in order for them to get the new name. parang the, where kasi they've thought of uprise initially. Kaya lang
bagay.
Kaya lang the culture of UP is shifting from the activists culture to being the apathetic, yung medyo nagiging apathetic mga students.
So sit down.
Sit, pwede. Petix, ganyan. Petix.
Welcome to Petix.
Tapos, yo, what are my tasks and processes? Meetings and appointments. Okay, who will do the task? Glenn will do the planning, the organizing, the leading, and the evaluating. And then, my creative team led by Emil for the packaging, design, logo, name suggestions, and then Lourdes for everything else. For everything else, there's Lourdes. Yeah. So how did they know they have achieved their goal? They, pag meron ng final name, pag may packaging na. And then, evaluation, for the objective evaluation, they will try to assess how many joined because of the new name.
How will you do that?
Through, kung nga, paano? Survey. Prayer and fasting.
This kind only comes through prayer and fasting.
Kasi pinag-uusapan niya namin kanina nila, well, kami laking, kung paano nga siya masukat na objectively kasi I mean it's a very subjective yung ano and very unahin ko na muna yung subjective evaluation. Clear kasi pag dating sa objective evaluation if yung people, leadership, staff, ganun may buy-in sila dun sa name or at least meron hindi talagang super like nila or talaga favorite nila but at least merong positive response from them. So clear yon. In terms of the objective sa number.
With regards to sa objective, kasi nga, di ba, yung goal namin is magkaroon ng name. E di objective, pag meron ng name, yun na yun. Yung subjective is kung gusto nila eh. Parang basically yung sa ano nun. Pero yung effectivity ng new name is we were talking about it and parang suggesting na we could do yung parang random sampling or survey na were you able, parang una is, di ba, parang nakapag-invite ka ba because of the new name? How many of them, yung parang umangat yung interest? Kasi minsan, di ba, pagka yun nga, youth service, ay, iba religion, shutdown ka na. Yung parang from every nation ministry, campus ministries to life box. So, basically, parang ganun. So, yung objective is, kuya, naka-invite ako ng dalawa kasi hindi nila alam na youth service yung pupunta nila. Tapos yung kung sa... Di ba? Parang...
So, increased deception rate. Parang
Tapos, yan. Ilan yung bago, makikita na naman. Yung parang random, ano lang. Parang survey type.
Wow, cool. Good job, you guys. Great. Helpful pa. Okay, great. Any other people who want to share what they did? Oh, King and Jay.
Actually, this is different, no? KJ to.
Okay.
Life story niya.
So, objective, finding a yeah, mate. Diba? Yeah,
a different case maybe to
where
some of you.
Where am I now?
To some organizing events or maybe the names. No? But this one is transitioning. Eh. So, this is different.
Ooh.
Diba? Papalitan niya, ibig sabihin. Okay? Where do I want to go? Sabi niya, he wants to establish first the leaders again. And the victory groups, and he wants to go again, go parang healthy ministry pa rin, of course. And where am I now in relation to my goal? To his goal, we talk about na yun niya, make sure that everyone is still united. The campus staff, with other staff and pastors, and some victory group leaders, okay? Top leaders na to. You're talking about reduction ulit. Yung, so, pipili siya. What are my milestones? Okay, leading the meeting. Okay, start leading the meeting. Tapos, gaining trust and support with the staff and leaders pa rin. At the same time, ang gagawin niya is more on team building. To establish himself also. Okay. Okay. Resources. Campus missionaries, meron na They have 8 already, almost 8. Then volunteers, meron na rin. Venue, not naman needed. Data, of course, he needs to get the data, how many victory group leaders attending the service and leading small groups. So that's very important in order to cast vision for the next level. Okay. Task or process, casual talks, mas effective. I was telling him, mas effective kung you one-on-one mo, iupo mo sila. So I suggested that one-on-one talk, small group, maybe a small group like 3 to 4 persons. Cascading so that he can cascade the plans with the leaders at the same time. He will cascade also the plan with the pastors. And who will do this task? Top leaders. Bakit? Kasi frontliners. Okay. Evaluating. Siguro objective niya is 4 months. After 4 months, they will evaluate ano ba yung nangyari.
How will you know that it was a successful transition?
Again.
How will you know that it was a successful transition? I'm just curious. Nandiyan pa sila.
Actually, yun nga yung verse 8 yun eh. Ng Acts 6. Okay. May opposition. The VG is increasing. Ito na yung sinabi namin. 4 months, how will you know if VG is increasing, leaders are increasing. Okay. Of course, subjective.
Victory groups. Ah. I was like, what's he saying?
Sorry, victory group, sorry. Subjective evaluation is, of course, they will. Jay wants to get positive and negative feedbacks so that he can know, he will know kung ano pa yung mga improvements na gagawin and adjustments na gagawin.
Cool. Oh, thanks, King and Jay. Iba yun, huh? Great. Anybody else? Last group. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now no one's going to do it. Seriously, come on. Wala na talaga. Okay, si Jay may dadagdag ka ba?
Comment on Jay and King's work. I think I just find it a little bit confusing that I felt like there were two concerns there. Like one is a successful transition and the other one is like growing the youth ministry to another level. Parang it was like, it's a good thing though that you were able to combine it into one. But it might be good to just like maybe focus on one first. Like maybe the first part of it is a successful transition of Jay taking on that new responsibility. So the data involved there, yes, much of what's currently happening, you get it. But also you might want to talk to people who've done transitions before and things like that so that you can particularly transition first and then later on put it on into a whole new level when you are already done with that leadership thing.
I told Jay also, it's funny thing kasi it's nangyari sa akin. So, nag-usap kami about that. So,
yeah. I think CJ's right. The more specific we can get the issue, the more helpful our exercise will be. Diba? Kasi tinatamaan mo talaga yung kailangan mong tamaan. And if you have a lot of issues, then break them all down. Diba? I mean, get tons of these things. This is helpful to you guys. We can email it to you. I'll tell you later where it came from. So, yeah. Oh, Burn? Go, Burn. How to get rid of your current youth pastor. Oh. Okay na. Why? Where are you now in relation to that goal? Oy, Julius. Ha? Roland, sambong mo si Julius. Ne, Burn, sige.
Yung situation namin, increasing number of students who are willing to be discipled. But, however, there are only 5 campus ministers and 8 student leaders that are available. So, where do we want to go? Yes, this is STI Caloocan. Raise up at least 70 youth leaders to make disciples.
Victory group leaders.
Yes. Because we have 240 students that are willing to be discipled. and where are we in our relationship, relation to our goal. Actually, we're continuous making disciples with our student leaders and our milestones. Sinulat namin dito, very detailed. This March, we gathered all the potential leaders, volunteers for vision casting. Then we also after we gathered all the potential, we distribute it amongst us, all those students. And this April and June, we will let them undergo discipleship process, which is 1-to-1, victory groups. Then by June, we will get them involved in victory weekend and making disciples training. Then by June till December, continuous equipping and empowering.
Little faster, one.
Okay.
One minute.
What are yung resources namin, campus staff and also student leaders? So yung data namin, ipipresent namin yung 3 batches na willing na magpa-disciple. Then in leading, who will do what task? Pastor JR, distribution of students. Kasi siya yung campus minister ng STI. And yung evaluation.
Okay. Weekly evaluation kasi weekly meeting namin eh. So objective, pag dumami na yung mga leaders, yun na, numerically. Subjective, we will have them get feedback sa mga victory group kung nag-grow ba sila, tapos yun.
Good. Great. Sige, we can email this to you guys if you want. I hope this was helpful to you. Anything you learned from the exercise that you want to share with the group that you think would be helpful for us to know before we go on lunch break? King, do you want to add something? No, you're just holding the mic. Okay. Anybody want to add anything for the purpose of the group before we go on break? Okay, voila. Sige. Let's go on break now. We'll come back at 1:30. Pastor Paul will be teaching us. Guys, from experience lang, alam nyo na kailangan natin mag-aral talaga para sa talk ni Pastor Paul. Okay? So, di ba yung ginagawa niya tayo last week? So, if I were you, I would use your time wisely. Yun lang. Alright? Thanks.